CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next episode of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. I am Mary Kay Lafurno, Marketing Director for CyberWorks and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and e-learning course development for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. Today, we are talking with Jim Kassane, a noted workforce development expert and author of the Workforce Development Blog, and a fellow at RedVector.com, an engineering and construction-focused e-learning content company. In today's podcast, we will discuss some of the changing demographics in workplaces today and how they impact training. And now we will begin our interview with Jim Kassane, a noted workforce development expert and author of the Workforce Development Blog.
Good afternoon, Jim. It's great to have you here with us today.
Great to be here, Mary Kay.
Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we start?
Be glad to. I've been involved in workforce development as a passion for about 35 years. Started working in workforce development with the U.S. Army in the late 1960s. I've been involved for three decades in business turnarounds across multiple industries and have noticed some of the same kinds of issues coming to the forefront. And in the work that I'm currently doing as a research fellow with RedVector.com, I'm having an opportunity to look at the marketplace in a slightly different view to try to drive some new perspectives into what some of the issues and solutions might be.
Well, you know, that sounds great. Jim, I have to tell you, I'm pretty excited about our topic today because it's very interesting stuff and it's very timely.
You couldn't be more correct.
Okay, well, let's get started. Jim, why don't you tell us about the various generations that you find in today's workforce?
Glad to. Today's generational workforce is often defined by when the people in that workforce were born. For example, in 2007 terms, a traditionalist era person would be somebody you'd think about that is age 65 or older. Your baby boomers are running from about age 47 to 64. Generation X, age 26 to 46. And then age 25 and younger in the workforce, we call them the Generation Ys. Each of these working generations has been uniquely shaped by the effects of the generation that preceded them, as well as the state of the world that they grew up in. For example, the baby boomers arrived to post-war affluence and the indulgence of parents that wanted them to have a better life than they had, more aware of their political and social issues, and became more and more disillusioned with government, big business, traditional religion, and parents. And they had some other issues affecting their values, including things like the increasing divorce rate, working mothers, and the sexual revolution. Compare them to the Generation X that had quite a different experience, where they grew up in a difficult time both socially and financially. The struggling economy plus the increase in single-parent households created a lot of latchkey kids who came home from school, waited for working parents to arrive. While the parents were out striving for self-fulfillment and monetary and career success, their children were feeling abandoned and longed for meaningful relationships. As a result, they became very skeptical of big organizations through things like Watergate, environmental pollution, AIDS, threatened shortages of natural resources, and a lack of good jobs. All of these things influenced their worldview as they started to enter the workforce. Generation Y, they had a different set of experiences altogether, and their experiences are radically different from Generation X in that they have, because of their parental exposure and the world experiences they've had, plus growing up on the internet, really the first generation to do so, they have found a much more connected, much more hopeful outlook. And it may seem a little strange when we take a look at the state of the world today, but they have learned to define their community not by geographical, regional, or neighborhood boundaries, but these are really global citizens.
So how do all these impacts play out in the workforce where what you're saying is we have, you know, we have a traditionalist who's very close to retirement. We have a boomer that is probably in the later stages of their career, and Gen Xers who want to make sure they get home every night for their kids, and Ys who are just out of college. I mean, how does that all play out?
Well, in a couple of minutes, it's difficult to cover what I normally do in a full one-day workshop.
Sure.
But let me see if I can boil it down to a few of the critical elements.
That'd be great.
The traditionalists, for example, have a very practical, down-to-earth behavior and attitude. The baby boomers, their outlook on life tends to be very optimistic, whereas I just mentioned the Gen X people tend to be more skeptical, and Gen Y, as we discussed, are now the hopeful generation. The work ethic, because of those outlooks, is different as well. Your traditionalist is the dedicated, esprit de corps-oriented work ethic, whereas your baby boomer, there's your workaholic. They're driven and loyal and committed to the company. Gen Xers are looking for more of a balanced perspective between work and life. And the Gen Ys, very ambitious, again, very hopeful for the future, but they're looking for fulfillment in a different way. The traditionalist view of authority, very respectful, salute the flag. The baby boomers you'll find tend to be, they either love something or hate something. There's no middle ground. The view of authority of a Generation X person is pretty much unimpressed because government, big business, their parents didn't show them much. The Gen Ys, on the other hand, tend to be more relaxed, more polite, and not amazingly, they also are the generation that has found new respect for their parents, the respect that Gen X didn't have. As a result of these things, the leadership expectations are different as well. Traditionalists have looked for leadership and authority in the hierarchy of the organizations that they participate in and work for. Baby boomers tend to try to get things done by consensus and teamwork. Gen X is looking for something different. Irrespective of time and grade, they're looking for people that exhibit competence, and they're going to go after the moral authority, not the institutional authority, and that's where they're going to take their cues. And Gen Y are going to be loyalists. They're going to be looking for that sense of involvement and participation and meaning that makes sense for them.
How does this make things different from the way it used to be?
Well, Mary Kay, today's world is quite different from the way things used to be. For example, in the past, companies could pretty much lump worker generations into three categories. You had the older generation that was expected to retire, and they were primarily concerned with their pensions. The middle generation was the bulk of the workforce, focused primarily on things like compensation, earning potential, and benefits. And the younger generation would come up in ultimately support the future, recognizing that these folks are in need of opportunities, education, and training. Today, however, due to the stark differences in the generations, and compounded by the worsening global skilled labor shortage and significant shifts in corporate focus, the entire workforce equation has gotten somewhat turned around. For example, today it's not uncommon to find that the career path is considered to be the employee's problem, not the company's. We have more project workers or just-in-time employees. The company's focus tends more often than not to be on cost reductions. Our businesses have changed significantly because of the web and other like advances. We have more 24-hour businesses. Productivity is a constant pressure now, and the response most management takes to productivity issues is reducing headcounts. Another outgrowth of that, of course, is outsourcing or offshoring wherever possible. And then there's a global competition for jobs. The worker today may not necessarily, due to the technology, be limited to a job in their own backyard, their own city, or their own region.
Mm.
They may become an employee of an overseas organization. So the talent pool that used to be pretty much captive is no longer captive. But the sad part of it is the fate of U.S. workers no longer is typically figured into large corporate business decisions.
How would you think that these generational differences impact the process of recruiting talent, which is a big hot button issue today?
Well, recruiting talent's a big issue. When you look at recruiting talent, you're really talking about the holy grail in the talent management, talent development arena. Let me share with you a few thoughts, though, if I can, briefly. The things that are most important is what people are looking to do and what types of feedback and reward systems exist and are recognized by each generation. Your traditionalist, because of the time and grade element, is going to tend to be looking for more senior-level positions. Sometimes you'll find them as organizational consultants or hired guns, tend to be very black and white, very demanding, so they need an organization where they will be tolerated and accepted. And they demand, expect, regardless of their level of competency, because they feel they've earned the right. Your baby boomers, on the other hand, are workaholics, as I mentioned before, and they're going to expect people to be like them. So a fit within an organization is going to be very critical in terms of the organizational dynamic of whether they will fit or can fit into an organization. They tend to be a lot more political because that's the environment they came up in,
mm-hmm.
and they tend to live to work and are not tolerant of others that don't see the world the same way. Now you come into the Generation X community that have very high leadership competency expectations. They've been force-fed politics as they've been going through school and through their growing up years, and they're really looking for personal achievements that they can add to their resume, and they put that sometimes ahead of the company goals. So it's important to recognize that distinction. Contrasted to the baby boomers that are live to work, you can usually find the stereotypical Gen X is work to live, quite a different shift.
Mm-hmm.
And then your Generation Y, these folks are the most technology-oriented. So in our increasingly sophisticated technological environment, these folks should be highly sought after. They're also very culturally skilled because, as I mentioned before, they have learned to network in a radically different way than the generations that have come before them, and they are children of the global society. So their colleagues are all over the globe, talking about a lot of different perspectives and situations than what they might run into in their local community.
Mm-hmm.
And they demand fast results. They're looking for feedback now, and the ideal situation is, give it to me on my BlackBerry or iPod.
Given these differences, what are some of the things that you can do to motivate and manage these various generations of employees present in today's company setting? I mean, it sounds like it's quite a handful for most managers today.
Indeed it is, given that the definition of what constitutes a manager has evolved as well. There's two key things that we need to be aware of and understand. The first is to understand what is most important to the members of each specific generation and to be sensitive to how each expects to be managed and the appropriate feedback style that they seek. For example, if you look at your traditionalist, their expectations in the company setting have been responsibility, they seek public recognition, money is a indicator of their success, strong desire to lead, and very strong organizational loyalty and identity. Your baby boomer is really geared toward an organization setting where there's going to be a lot of promotion, public recognition for what they do, desire for a large span of control, many subordinates, and a strong sense of loyalty to self. Contrast that to your Generation X worker that is looking for more workplace flexibility. So that implies a set of organizational settings and benefits and behaviors that are radically different than what the traditionalist or baby boomer would feel comfortable in. And in often cases, they feel very uncomfortable in that kind of a setting. They're looking for mentoring because these are folks that are seeking growth and opportunity. Mm-hmm. They're looking for bosses' recognition, but I'm not talking about the annual performance appraisal. We're really talking about the ability to stick your head in the office and say, hey, boss, how'd I do on that project I finished up yesterday? Mm-hmm. So it's more an expectation of real-time feedback on performance. Skills training is very important to your Generation X worker, and that's a sign of acknowledging them as an individual, and they want to be exposed, as they have been growing up, to the latest in technology. Take that one step further to Generation Y, the new workers just coming into our workforce, tend to orient very quickly. They encourage mentoring because that's very important to their personal and self-development. They don't want to be looking for something handed to them in a book or on a CD. They're looking for hands-on situations. So immersive learning simulations and experiences are going to be very, very helpful for them, and you'll see a high ROI from those experiences. They're looking for more workplace flexibility, just like the Gen X, and they have an increased emphasis on teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the teamwork is going to be manifested not in getting a bunch of people together in an office. It goes far beyond that. They're looking for the ability and the opportunity to collaborate across multiple domains. And because of that, I think we're going to see a significant change in terms of how we see team problem solving occur.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. This sounds good. What are the implications for training and educating each of these various generations? Now, I know you just mentioned, say, for example, Generation X likes more hands-on learning opportunities, simulations, and things. What about the other ones?
Well, the learning implications for each of the generations is a function of what they're comfortable with. For example, the traditionalist, if you think about it, employed what we'll call the correspondence model of education. They took information, and in many cases still take information, primarily from the print medium.
Mm-hmm.
Baby boomers were brought up in the multimedia generation, so in addition to print, they were exposed to things like audio tape and videotape, early computer-based training experiences, and some interactive video, either disc or tape-related programs, and that's what they feel more comfortable with. The Generation X telelearning model, if you will, is very comfortable with audio teleconferencing, video teleconferencing, any form of audiographic communication, broadcast TV, radio, and audio teleconferencing is very commonplace with them, and that's what they're going to tend to gravitate to as far as learning sources.
Mm.
And then Generation Y, who grew up with and are comfortable with the internet more so than the previous generations,
sure,
they're really looking for the fully immersive, interactive, multimedia,
mm-hmm,
internet-based access to web-based applications and learning resources, anything that's a computer-mediated communication, and generally any learning facility that they can find on the web. That's
mm-hmm
going to be where they go first.
Okay. Well, you know, Jim, this is great stuff, and I'm glad you joined us today. I know you have to go, but it's been great talking with you.
You're welcome. Speak with you soon.
Okay. This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for joining us today when we are talking with Jim Kassane, a workforce development expert and a fellow at Red Vector. Next time, we're going to be talking with him again, but we'll be discussing whether or not there really is a labor shortage. Talk with you soon. Thanks. Have a great day.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.